The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunya!
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
you need some music, they'll make you feel like you're running a marathon while a marathon runs you. Justice is it. This is stuff from their upcoming record, Audio Video Disco, the track New Lands on Shameless, 101.9 FM, CITR. I'm Jonathan here with you, and I'm also surrounded by several talented individuals. I'm feeling a bit intimidated at the moment, but I'm excited all the same.
That was a good intro.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Thanks.
Thanks.
That's why they paid me the big bucks.
You write your own material?
I do.
Awesome.
I used to have an assistant, but I had to fire her. She told people about the things
the
she was
incident.
Supposed to talk about. Yes. So I'm sitting here with the great band, Munching on Pizza. Mm-hmm. Pleasure Cruise is the name. How's it going, boys?
Going well.
Great.
Thanks for coming out.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for having us.
How about we have a little round of introductions while we're here?
Go for it.
Sure. I'm Quinn. I play guitar.
I'm Kyle. I play bass.
I'm Dustin. I play drums. And Jody's on her way. She's trying to be fashionably late.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have any other way. Mm-hmm. No other way. I'm excited for it. So, should we get into a track right off the top? I'm thinking off your EP, Business or Ellipsis. Great name, by the way. Great name.
Excellent.
How about Weeks and Months?
Sounds good.
Nice. Perfect.
We'll be right back.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Yeah.
New stuff from Vancouver's Humans, from the EP The End. That was Clothespins on Shameless 119 FM. CITR. Also in that last set, we had some new stuff from World Club off their latest EP, Livable Viability. Love the use of hyphens. The track Tied In and Go Fading. New Best Coast also before that with Our Deal. And Sun Wizard off their latest Positively Fourth Avenue with Golden Girl. And we started it off with the ever-classy Pleasure Cruise from their latest EP, Business, or the track Weeks and Months. Pleasure Cruise, how's it going over there?
Yeah.
Still pretty going good.
Yep. Doing great.
So you are all...
having a good time.
Yeah. Glad to see it. You are all from various established backgrounds around Vancouver. How did you all come together?
You're at four. Kyle just moved to Vancouver from Victoria.
Big time Vancouver all-star.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
No.
He's well-known around the scene.
I remember you from Victoria. You're that guy.
With the hair. No. Yeah. Moved here in July, so...
Before that, he played in a band called Gutless.
Yeah.
Where he played... What, you played bass?
Yeah.
And sang backup vocals?
Yeah.
Can I tell the story? Or
no,
you?
It's not a good story.
Oh, I love that story.
How I ruined a song?
Yeah, yeah, it was great.
Okay,
The singer wanted him to sing backup vocals and go, Chain Whip! But while he was playing these, like, you know, technical bass parts and stuff, I guess... What, did you have a little...
I just said, Chain Whip! And everyone, like, really hated it, and it just that ruined the... We actually didn't use that song in the end.
Oh.
It turned into a different song.
Chain Whip.
It was pretty funny at the time.
It's like the 45 RPM version or something.
Yeah.
This is great radio.
This is quality, solid gold.
I'm loving it.
I don't hear you speaking up.
So how did you all decide to come together? I heard Twitter was involved in the formation of Pleasure Cruise.
Yeah. Well, Quinn's been asking me for a while, like, if he ever gets around to writing pop songs about drum for him, and I'm like, yep. And then he did. And then we needed a singer, so we went on Twitter and sent out a message and... Yeah, or a tweet, sorry.
And, sorry, Twitter.
And Jody was stoked. She answered. And
shockingly.
Shocking.
She answered almost instantaneously.
Yeah. She was eager.
Yeah. Do you have to class up your speech when she's around, you know?
Nope.
Oh, no.
Wait till she gets around. In fact, we have to dirty it up. Yeah.
Love Make her feel comfortable.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, someone just yelled love you. That's nice. I don't think it was to us.
I think it might have just to me.
That's what
I'm okay.
So you've also been defined as a supergroup by the press. How does it make you feel?
Pretty strong. I feel
misunderstood.
Feel stronger.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which part's not right? The super or the group?
That makes me feel tough.
Yeah. Well, we're definitely a group.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. What do you say, super? What do you say?
Oh, well, definitely super, but super group, the two together. I don't know.
That's just a buzzword, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't mean anything.
It's just hype.
What are, like, other super groups we can compare ourselves to? The Yard
Velvet
groups?
Revolver.
Oh, yeah.
We're probably going to
be Velvet Revolver.
We are
Revolver.
The next Velvet
or,
Revolver.
Audio Slave.
Yeah. Wasn't that just Rage with the different singer? Scott?
Chris Cornell. Cornell.
Scott Whelan.
Scott Stapp.
No, you're getting the two confused now.
I don't care. Okay.
No,
onwards.
No, no, no.
What's next?
Move right along.
Quinn, what was your old band that was in Shindig?
Oh, I don't even know what we're called. We played Shindig 2003, though, and we got beaten by They Shoot Horses, Don't They? In the first round.
Mm.
And in classic band life fashion, he said it was close, but it was not close, like, at all.
Oh. You didn't have a name?
I'd have to think about what it was. There's a photo somewhere. Ben sent me a photo.
Well, we can't show that on the radio.
Yeah.
We could describe
maybe
it
maybe
vividly.
On the website? I don't know. Embedded in the podcast?
It's
not possible.
Should be.
You could put it as the album.
Yeah.
And you're complaining about my radio talk.
I forgot to bring my slide whistle.
Yeah, I know.
I did want to say, though, Quinn... Your blog from Blown Speakers. This is the quintessential place to where I start my show prep every time.
Thanks. I don't really update it then. Well, I update the show part, so I guess that's the useful part.
That's all I need.
Yeah.
There's
rest,
stuff on the other
rest
side.
The rest lies dormant until, I think last time I updated was when B played a show after, a month.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. But thank you.
My pleasure. So shall we, on this note, get into some more Pleasure Cruise?
Sure.
Yeah.
How about... Summer Fling.
Yeah, it's a hit single.
Yeah, that's a jam.
Yeah.
Is there a story behind the Summer Fling? It seems very like it's written for everyone who's ever had a summer fling. That's the vibe I got from it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure is.
I don't know. Quinn writes a song, so you'd have to ask him. Quinn?
It's starting now.
Oh, okay. Well, it's on.
It's okay, I don't care why you're here with me. We both know rendezvous only temporary. Nights grow long, days decay to be with someone new. I don't mind, cause tonight I'm not through with you. Doesn't matter who, 'cause in the end, it won't depend on who made the last move. I won't miss the way you've been about your broken heart. Maybe that's the reason we were fucked before we started.
I'm Kent Brockman, and this is I on
Shindig. Shindig is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands that goes down 9 p.m. every Tuesday night at the Railway Club until a winner is crowned. October 18th, come out to see The Godspot, Honorary MD, and Velociraptor. October 25th, Shindig brings you The Fathoms, From Birch to You, and Rec Center. Read all about it at shindig.citr.ca.
Thank you. than a heart-shaped ass.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Playing the rock and roll pizza party tonight at the Biltmore. That is Bitch Moves with Stiletto Spider. We're on Shameless on 101.9 FM. CITR, they're also doing a really great show called Eat a Dick, Phil Spector. This Friday, 360, Glenn.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
How does the wall of sound equate into that? Who knows?
Who knows?
All anyone talks about that guy is he shot his wife in the face. Well, you shoot one person in the face and your contribution
to
music.
He also pulled a gun on a lot of people, though.
Yeah, he always was packing.
It was bound to go off at one point.
I pull guns all the time. Nothing. I don't need it.
You gotta keep them unloaded, you know?
Yeah, that's his mistake.
They have no bullets in them.
Blammo. Yeah. Right in the kisser.
That show is, what, seven all-girl bands?
Exactly. Love yeah. Cuts, The Courtneys, Blonde Witch, Open Relationship from Victoria, Young Mums.
That's awesome.
Juvie Hall. And a long, long set of music in that. I feel like I should go through each track and talk about it as quickly as possible. In an Ouster remix of Beat and Pulse, the Extended Mix, as it's called. Some Au Palais from Toronto. A new Ouster, you could say, which is French for of palate. A couple Love Cuts tracks. They're also playing.
Because I messed up on the turntable.
It's all good. All right. I'm just being informed that Hartley Arts was in that set, too.
Yeah. That's a label.
Oh, right, yes. Colleen Green.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at.
My bad. Can't tell from my awesome list. Thanks for having my back. Right, some Peace, Dizzy Eyes, The Flips, brought to you by Dustin on the turntables. I really appreciate when you come by. You play the records because you really take the heat off me.
Oh, yeah, cool.
He takes over the turntable, like the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I just wanted to play a whole bunch of Mazzy Star, but I don't know if that
well,
was
you loud. Came too late.
Yeah, you should have to.
If you're here at 6:30 with the rest of us,
I know,
you
I
can play
had
all
more
the Mazzy Star you want.
Control.
You can fade into whatever the hell you want. Well, you have, dude, did you bring any?
I have all three records on my phone, just saying.
Hmm.
Is it an iPhone? We can make it work.
I know.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Yeah. We got time. Jody Glenham, I'm glad you're here with Pleasure Cruise because we've had very crude chats. These are very rude boys.
Nonsense. They're gentlemen.
I knew you would bring the class.
To tell her what we were saying before she
I was actually
here.
Listening in my car on the way here to you guys talking.
Were you coming from the mall?
I was coming from the airport. I had to pick up a friend. You know, those things that you do when you have a car.
Yeah.
So
I drive these fools to the radio show.
Yeah. Shoot.
And I'm sure it's tough to pull yourself away. Listening to it, even
you know,
to come here.
You know what? It was actually the first time I've ever heard any project I've ever been involved in on the radio.
BS.
Yeah, I really? Realized that when me, I was like listening. I was like, oh my god, it's the first time I've ever heard like actually like just tuned in and it's on.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I got my mom recording this on a tape.
Moms are
good. You know, there's a podcast, right?
Yeah.
A what?
There's a podcast.
I don't know what that means.
It means that you can listen to it after the fact.
I know.
This is the future.
I'm just going here.
Tapes are cooler anyway. The fact that you've been on the show before, Jody Glenham.
I also
realized, we got a call.
Oh,
we have a call.
Who's calling?
Answer the phone.
Is it Kyle's mom?
Kyle's mom.
I didn't tell her
on the review. 1019 CITR.
Hi, Kyle's mom.
1019 CITR. Oh, they didn't hang up, did they?
Oh.
You were on the air.
That's super excited.
Well,
sorry, you were on the air.
Well, call or dial 822-2487. Immediately, we'll call you back.
Call us back.
I'll put you on. Close enough. Anyway,
Rendezvous.
The point I was getting to was Jody Glenham.
Uh-huh.
What was it like forming this band?
I think I just joined it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was an internet thing that fathomed into real life.
Twitter?
So, yeah.
How did you feel? Like, I'm sure you knew some of these men.
Oh my god, the phone's ringing again.
We're lighting up the switchboard.
It's distracting my interview.
It's okay.
Oh, they're still here? Okay.
It's giving me time to think.
Think of that answer.
Yeah.
1019 CITR, you're on the air. Maybe you're not.
Oh, this is breaking my heart.
It's a prankster.
Do you like scary movies?
It's riveting audio.
Sorry.
You have 7 days.
Oh, yeah. Wrong answer. Well, back to your questions.
Back to the questions.
Right.
Someone just calling to interrupt you. They're just...
Yeah.
You just don't know how to work the switch.
Probably my mom.
I need some tapes is what I need. Give me some tapes. I'm rolling.
What was the question?
Oh.
Where are we?
Answering?
It's Jordan calling in.
Oh, Jordan's
trying
to call in.
He says you're hanging up on him.
Oh, no.
You should hang up on him. Don't let
I'll
him talk on the radio.
Put him on speaker.
It's worse than us talking on the radio.
Yeah, no. Put him on speaker.
Can we call him?
Yeah, never do this.
What was the question?
The question was, I'm sure you know these boys before you started this band.
Yeah, a little bit. I actually basically knew them more so through the internet, which is why we all followed each other on Twitter. And yeah, it's been delightful hanging out in real life, guys. They all just pulled together to buy me a beer, so it's a good band to be in.
Teamwork. That's dedication.
You mean... Oh, never mind.
What are you going to say?
Nothing. Not going to say anything.
Are you going to be mean?
Oh, no. I wouldn't be mean.
Yeah. Do you have another story, perhaps? You have some pretty great stories.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't have any stories. My chain whip story was the only one
I had. That was the goal.
Chain whip!
Yeah. That's the first time anyone's ever told Dustin he has a good story.
I think we need to work on our stories, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a whole, a whole thing planned out, but I just forgot it.
It sounds like my show, actually.
Sounds like my life.
So what was the writing process behind this album like?
I got drunk in my living room and wrote songs. And then I brought them to these guys, and then all of a sudden they got really good. funny what happens when you have,
I think they were good before.
A drummer and a singer who can sing. Oh. That's about it. It's, me and my house.
And they could decipher your writing?
I demoed them.
Yeah.
So demos that no one else will ever hear.
Quincess recording.
Awesome. I put them up on Tumblr.
Cool.
Yeah.
Did you really?
No.
Put them on SoundCloud.
It's day and age, you never know.
What other internet? So we got to plug all the internet stuff here.
Yeah.
Is this part of your sponsorship scam?
I wish.
Don't buy this one for us.
I'm telling you, Porsche is where it's at.
Okay, cool.
I'm okay driving.
Is it Porsche or is it Porsche?
Porsche. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sticking with Porsche.
Maybe our caller can tell us.
Jordan wanted to tell us that they're live chatting about the broadcast. But he makes no sense.
What?
I'm well aware that we're live chatting with the broadcast.
He's probably drunk.
I think he's been drinking the bourbons.
So what was the recording process like?
Recorded in the practice space.
It's surprising actually. Hayes Fisher mixed it
and did an outstanding job.
Yeah, we got the files back and
we gave him pure dog crap.
I'm just shocked.
Yeah.
There was probably a bleed in from. There's a metal band that practices down the hall from.
There you can play the same riff.
Yeah, they played the same two chords for about an hour while we were recording.
That's all there is two chords.
That was the whole song.
I sang my vocals through a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, to stop the popping.
Yeah,
so. But yeah, Hayes has like the magic touch. So
sure does.
We're definitely using less than professional equipment.
Yeah. That's Hayes Fisher, ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
Factory studio.
Factory studio.
That's straight up authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
On that note, I'm feeling some more tunes in order. This track by Grown Ups off their latest Stop Caring record is called HHH. I'm going to assume that's about Triple H the pro wrestler. You can quote me on that. We'll be right back.
Every time you walk away, I never know just what to say. When I see you with those other girls, leave me singing, it's the end of the world. Tell me, baby, what can I do? Tell me, darling, to say this love so true.
I Really Want to Know by Pleasure Cruise on Shameless.
Woo! That's us.
CITR. That's you. Thanks for coming out, people.
Thanks for having us.
I just want to ask quickly, you've done one show so far. Any plans for a second?
Yeah, we're looking to hook one up near the beginning of November, but the one confirmed one we have right now is it's November 24th or 25th. It's a Thursday.
Yeah.
And it's playing with a brand new band called Sunshine. It's Trevor Risk's new project. Pretty excited about that.
Nice. That's at the Waldorf, right?
Yeah.
And people can see you on the internet. They could vote for you to be in a Fido commercial or
something. Oh, yeah.
Are you really in a Fido commercial? I'm confused.
I'm not. Well, people submit their dogs
to this Fido
commercial, and I got kind of sick of seeing all my friends' posts on Facebook and other places like the internet, so for some reason I thought it was a good idea to combat that to submit myself, and so I did. Hmm. So vote for me. I went from...
Are you wearing a bow tie?
From 7,500th place to like 1,200 now, I think.
Really?
Yeah, man. Moving up.
Top 2,000.
Nice. Yep. Let's help make Dustin's dream come true.
Vote for Dustin on the Fido.
Vote for him in the Fido dog search.
Every band needs a dog.
From
Bob. Just want to be your dog. So we promised Mazzy Star, or Jody did. So we're going to play some Mazzy Star. And then that's it.
No better way to sign.
So we're out.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Thanks.
Stay tuned for Folk Oasis. Coming up next.
Well, I think I see another side. Maybe just another light that shines. And I look over now through the door. Maybe I hold you to blame for all the reasons that you left. And close my eyes till I see your surprise and your leaving before my time. Baby, won't you change your mind? Surely don't stay. Told you. guess that hasn't changed someone. Maybe nobody else could understand. I guess that you believe you are a woman and that I'm someone else's man. But just before I see that you leave, I want you to hold all the things that you said. Baby, I wish I was dead. Surely don't stay long, I'm missing you now. It's like I told you I'm over you somehow. Before I close the door, I need to hear you say goodbye. Baby, won't you change your mind?
Come one, come all, young or old, to Bring Your Boomers 2, Activism for Everybody. Bring Your Boomers 2 will go down on Tuesday, November 1st from 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. at the SFU Woodwards Building. Come on out for an evening of intergenerational dialogue around activism and social change. Tickets are $12 in advance or $15 at the door. Can be found at bringyourboomers2.eventbrite.com.